What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
I just think right now, women, especially in business, this is the year of women. I just know that.
Life begins at 150 grand a year. Life gets better at 250, and life gets real good at 500. Nobody can tell me differently on it.
When you start teaching something, I feel like that's when you start to master the actual art of it.
You and I, when we publish a book, we can go toe-to-toe with any of the New York trade publishers, any of the big-time authors. We get to compete in that marketplace and then let the market decide whether our stuff is good.
People forget sometimes as an entrepreneur, the whole damn point of entrepreneurship is to make money.
And now here is The Win with your hostess, serial entrepreneur, marketeer, and chief sexy boss, Heather Havenwood.
Hey everyone, welcome to The Win with Heather Havenwood, and I am very excited to be on Facebook Live again today. This is going to be a lot of fun. Stacey, go ahead and open your browser and do your thing. I'm going to go ahead and start talking a little bit. So guys, what we're doing here, we're doing multi-purpose, okay? I'm going to be doing Facebook Live and then repurposing it later to YouTube, repurposing it later to iTunes, iHeart, Google Play, Stitcher, if I forget one, I'm sorry. And part of this is learning for yourself and your business to market yourself on multiple channels and multiple ways. So I just want to understand that you can see us multiple times too, which is kind of cool. So, all right, I'm introducing someone today that I have adored and followed along, you know, for a while and just kind of following her and what she's doing. And my job to you as a podcast host is to bring on people that are, as I said before, bad, and that's my job. And I'm doing my job again today. So I'm very excited to have Stacey here today. Hi, Stacey. Are you there?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for getting up and getting your hair done. And I love
I'm so excited.
You know, when I've done these with guys, and I love you guys, but you guys don't care. You're like, what? Why did you need some time? You know, they can literally roll out of bed, not brush their teeth, and get on a video and be completely confident about that.
Not fair. Not fair at all. We have to do way too much stuff.
Right. I have to do what exactly. So I completely concur. So I'm going to explain to you who Stacey is, or who you're looking at. Her name is Stacey Tushel. Started her first business in her parents' backyard at the age of 18 and turned that company into a seven-figure business. She's a number one international best-selling author of Is Your Business Worth Saving? In her book, Stacey reveals proven strategies for pulling entrepreneurs out of a rut and launching them toward total business success. Stacey is also the host of the top-rated business podcast, Business Rescue Roadmap, with listeners in over 69 countries, which I've been on. Yay! Which is a lot of fun. Okay, Stacey, thank you so much for being here. First of all, thank you for your time today. And you're in Wisconsin. For some reason, I just love the fact that you're from the Midwest. I don't know why.
Well, at least one of us. I mean, this weather is not great. You can see my view behind. I've got no leaves on trees. It is pretty cold here. So we have some seasons that I love.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much. Well, I have a ton of questions. Okay, I just have a ton of questions because first of all, I want to start off with your story. I'm really curious what the business was when you started when you were 18. So let's start there. Like, tell me about you being 18 and in the backyard and why not in the garage? You know, like, so tell us about that.
Yeah. So definitely an interesting story, a little bit different than most, I would say. I was a dancer in high school. So I started all of a sudden at 18 going, I don't want to stop dancing, right? I loved it too much. So I wanted to continue that passion. This was not something that I thought I was going to do a business with. This was just me selfishly going, okay, I can continue if I do this. So I started teaching 17 middle schoolers in my parents' backyard for free, for fun. And within 3 years, it started to snowball. All of a sudden, I was at 100 dancers, still in the backyard, for free, for fun. And I was going to school. I was getting my degree in business and marketing because I really did have plans to go get a real 9-to-5 job. And all of a sudden, I thought, okay, maybe I could do this. Maybe this could be something. I had a dance mom actually say, you should be charging us something, even if it's just like minimal. You're spending so much time with these kids. We love what you're doing. And that's kind of when it happened. So at age 21, I decided, okay, I'm doing this. And I incorporated, started charging. And now, I mean, since 18, it's 14 years later of doing this. So it's pretty incredible. I still have it today. It's such a huge, huge corporation, what we're doing now in a small business sense. I mean, we have now 900 plus students that come to us every single week, 40 employees, 2 commercial locations that we own, both of those. It's really, really incredible, grossing over $1 million a year. So lots of things going on.
I didn't even know you still had this business.
I still have it. Yeah. Because people assume, right, that I just got rid of it or I sold it. I love it too much. I mean, I really have such a special place in my heart for it and for what we're doing for the kids that I can't imagine selling it. I couldn't.
Is it dance? Is it what's the name of it? Like, I'm really curious.
Yeah. Okay. So it's called the Academy of Performing Arts. We have 2 locations in the Milwaukee area. And yeah, we do children's dance classes. So ballet, tap, jazz, hip hop, palms, like dance team, a little bit of everything. We do music lessons. So private guitar, voice, violin, all of that stuff. So it's really kind of cool.
Well, first of all, I was a dancer too.
I didn't know that.
I was a drill team.
Okay, so you get it. Yeah.
I totally get it. I'm in Texas, so it was all about the high kick.
Yeah.
Okay?
For sure. Yes.
You guys were like, well, you gotta be such a girl. No, I was like Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, I so get. Calgarettes, yeah. I guess I get. And we had like 200 girls all doing like the high kicks. And I just absolutely love drill team. I really wish I could do that in the adult world, but you just really can't. And actually, believe it or not, I actually did try out for the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
You did? How cool.
I did. And, you know, I walked out the first round. Because I learned that you had to have the exact same schedule as the NFL, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And it's intense, right? It's like nonstop traveling. And you get paid $12,000. I'm like, what?
It's crazy. It is. It really is.
So that's when I walked out.
Yeah. You have to love it. You definitely have to love it. This is not an industry where you're typically making a ton of money.
No, but you do love it. I love the art of dance. I mean, it definitely for me created, like guys have sports, right? It created for me discipline.
Yeah.
And understanding and learning. And I did the whole tap and ballet thing and, you know, all that. So anyway, so I just love that. That you and I were dancers together.
I know. Crazy. We have more in common than we think.
Yeah. I had no idea. That's really cool. And there's definitely a difference between like a Southern drill team. Yeah. And if you go, I guess, East Coast or West Coast, I don't even know if they have them, but I remember going, we went to Nationals and we saw an East Coast team. We're like, psh, you guys are nothing. You guys are like cheerleaders. We're the drill team. This is all over the world, you know? So, and it was competitive and we had, it was competitive. It was cutthroat. So anyway, I just love that about you. I had no idea. Congratulations. Yeah. That's
Thank
really
you.
Cool. So tell us then how all of a sudden you're starting this. Like what?
Yeah. So it's so funny because it kind of is the same story. So okay. I'm in this dance studio. People are seeing it. They're going, how are you doing all of this? This is crazy. Your parking lot is always full. You've got so many customers. And then how are you managing it? Because I do have 2 little ones. I've got a 15-month-old baby and a 3.5-year-old. So people would say, could I pick your brain? Can I take you to lunch? I was going to, you know, meeting them for free, just sharing my knowledge because I loved it so much. Like I love talking business and just entrepreneurship in general. So I was basically starting this free business, not realizing maybe I could do this for a living. And then I had one person actually say, can I pay you for like a Skype call? Or, you know, I would love to, you know, do some kind of consult with you. And they weren't from this area. And that was me going like, maybe I could be doing this. Like this might be really, really fun. And I needed it. I needed a challenge because with my studio being 14 years old now, there's just so many systems in place and it's such a rhythm and a routine. And I always say we're a very well-oiled machine. And what I'm missing from it is the challenge. There's not that much challenge involved because we have all of these people in place doing their job. I have such an amazing team and I still needed something to challenge me, to excite me. And that's how this started. So I've been doing this the last couple of years, but really officially launching online last Black Friday. So just a year ago with an online course.
Wow. Congratulations. That's awesome. So what's your day look like then? What is your life and day look like at this point?
So I work exclusively from home. I mean, I'm 100% in my home office. And really, I say home office, but I'm in my kitchen right now. Sometimes I'm on my front porch, right? I just need my laptop and I can pretty much go anywhere. But yeah, so I really am focused on a mix of things, because even though I don't want to say, oh, I'm not focused on my studio, I have people doing what they need to be doing. And I'm focused on the people that I delegate to, right? So even though I have a team of 40, I'm not talking with 40 employees daily. I'm talking with the general manager that's underneath me, right?
Right.
So we have this structure and this organizational chart that really has it so self-run. I mean, there are some days where they don't need me. I'm not contacted, but I am working on, like, the two things I do is the business development. I am definitely the visionary of what's happening next. And then I'm also the marketing, because that is my strong suit. It's what I love to do. So those are the two things that I focus on in that business specifically. And then in the online space, I am working on this business because this is kind of still the baby, right? I'm still growing this business and there's a lot more to do over here. So I am definitely fully invested in this.
And what's your vision for this new online business? Where do you want to take this?
Yeah. So with that said, I feel like if I can do what I've done in the brick and mortar space with a local audience within, you know, 5 to 10 mile radius and grown it the way that I've grown it, online just seems like I could go so much bigger. And that really is my vision, is just taking this. And I love that I can impact people who are impacting others. So I always tell people, I can really impact millions because of how that's just replicating when you're reaching somebody who's also impacting so many amazing people.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own company? Do you want to have more control of your income and your time? Then now is that moment to start and grow a successful business. As a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded. I have bit the dust. I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. But I didn't do it alone. I hired my first business coach 13 years ago, and now I help small businesses, solo practitioners, and professionals double their income and triple their time off. So let me help you too. My gift to you today is a free one-on-one strategy session. So go to coachwithheather.com, coachwithheather.com, and let me help you double your income and triple your time off.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370.
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
So are you looking to do events and seminars? Like what?
Yeah.
Where do we see Stacey in 5 years?
Yeah, so I've done a lot in this last year. So this past year, I launched my book, I launched my podcast, and I did a live event. So I did I came out and I'm like, I'm doing it. So I did everything this year. I mean, my podcast is 3 days a week. My book, I poured everything into that book. We hit number one international bestselling day one. I was so excited. The podcast, everything, it's just going so well. And then the live event I'll do every April. Ideally, I see myself doing 2 live events a year. So I will kind of tackle one more at some point. But my big thing too is I want to speak. I want to be out there on stages and building connections and relationships with people. I'm a really big into collaborating. So I love finding people like you who are doing the same thing. We get each other and just do some amazing things together too. So that's my big thing this year is I am having a growth year in 2017. Lots of exciting things coming up.
Yay, oh my God, that's awesome. So tell us about your event. What do you do in April? And then I'm curious why you went to a live event so fast. I mean, that's pretty fast. So how did it go? And what was your experience like?
Yeah, so that's a great point. So with that said, I did my online course and I launched it with a live event. So that was why I did it so quickly. Okay. I like really getting to meet people and dive deep. Like for me, it's really about sitting down, getting together, doing the work, right? Yes, we can do this right here, but it's also really fun to meet people in person in real life and get to know them a little bit deeper. So the live event was great. It was really knowing that it wasn't going to be this huge event, but it was going to be the marketing for next year. So now this year going into it, when I'm really ready to have a live event, because now I've grown my following, I have a community, a really growing community too. Now I'm able to already show what the event looks like, what they can expect, because sometimes you don't know what people are going to put out there. And I wanted them to see this was the level we did last year. We're going to one up it this year, right? So I'm excited to be able to show that and to have testimonials of people that were there at that event.
That's awesome. Cool. So what's the name of the event?
So the event, last year we called it Get Focused Academy. It was with the online course. This year, I'm not sure yet. I'm actually launching it really, really soon. And I've kind of been going back and forth about actually rebranding the name. It definitely is productivity, goal setting. It's for the entrepreneur, right? I mean, we talked about so many different things, hiring virtual assistants, delegating to them, then keeping them accountable, anything that has to do with that stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do every single day is I delegate and I have my team helping me.
Delegate, delegate, delegate. You know what I find interesting is I think women are getting better at that. But I find that sometimes with women, we will take it. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. You know, like that's for me. I have to like, there's like some kind of, I don't know, like an AA to that. Alcohol Anonymous, the non-delegation of me. I'm like delegate, delegate, delegate. So I'm starting to learn to get rid of stuff more and more and more and trust and just let it go. You know, so I think there's a lot of that with entrepreneurship. We're constantly having to go to another level. And so I love that what you're doing. Are you doing it in Wisconsin or are you going to go somewhere else?
So I did it in Milwaukee last year because I thought my first one, there's going to be a million things I'm going to need to run home for, or I forgot, or I need to do this.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was actually it worked out really well. So we're doing it again this year in Milwaukee. And I don't know, when I add in a second event, I probably will switch up the locations. But ideally, you ask me where I want to be in 5 years. I would love to create this group of mastermind women that we go and we travel. We go to some really cool places. and we learn while we're there and we still have an amazing time. So that is definitely something I want to incorporate. But it's a couple years down the road because I still have little ones at home and I don't want to be, you know, traveling a ton right at the moment.
Right, like, hi, bye, honey. Mommy's going to Cancun.
Bye, yeah. Right. Right.
Without dad. Yeah. He's like, what? Like, yeah, bye.
Yes.
The girls and I are going to Cancun. We're going to go to London. Just kidding. That would be great, right?
Right.
You take care of everything. They all freak out. Oh, my God, she's leaving, you know? So I'm kidding.
Well, and that was something, too, where I love that you can incorporate what you want to do in this business. So for me, traveling is one of those things. I want to be able to go and do amazing stuff and to be able to tie that in and get paid for it while I'm doing it. Why not?
Why not? Exactly. I'm actually, the reason I'm asking about events is, you know, I've been in the business for many years and I got out of it mainly just because of timing. And I'm looking at going back in and having an event here in Austin, right? So it's, of course, a great city. And I'd have to probably do it in an area that's not so pretty because people just want to leave, right?
Right. They always say that. Don't go to like this resort area or people don't want to come into the seminar.
They don't. That was one of the things in my seminar business, just like, you know, I mean, I'm just, you know, this is a little tip of the trade is that we never went to Vegas. And if we did go to Vegas, because it was a place that it's easy to get to, we would do a hotel like way off the strip because there's ones in West and Vegas. So like, they're like 20 minutes away. And because they're casinos, so they're cheap, but they're like, there's nothing around, right? They got to get a cab. It's a pain in the butt. So that's where we would do it, in the middle of the desert. No kidding. And so, yeah, one time I did an event in 2013 and I did it at the Palms. Now that wasn't on the strip. It was like a little way, but I mean, it's the Palms. So you walk down, it's like, you know, everyone's like noon and we're like, okay, be back for lunch, you know, be back in an hour.
Right.
And they go down to the casino. I'm like, hello, you know? So that was a problem.
Yeah. And I have experienced that, not at my event, but I've gone to an event in New York City and people, right, they would sneak off. They'd come back and you're like, where is everybody? All of a sudden the conference is just empty.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. I went to one in New York. I'll never do that again. That was really, I mean, I think I paid $150 for a breakfast. And I was like, I can't do that.
Right. I know.
I can't do that. To Texas, like, what? These eggs are not worth $25. I'm just saying. So back in Big U, tell me about, what does your life look like? You're home all day. You got two little ones that are obviously not in school yet, right?
Yeah, correct.
So you're saying technically people see you as a stay-at-home mom, but you work?
I mean, that doesn't mix. People think that, but you can't do that. So right now, both of my kids are at daycare, which might sound crazy to some people.
No.
You have to realize I am running several businesses here, right? I've got a lot of things going on. If my kids were running around right now, I could not focus on what I was doing. So yeah, they go to daycare right now 3 days a week. And the other two, my husband will watch them a couple hours for me on Tuesdays and Thursdays to make sure I can kind of get in my office, do some productive days. But I still also need time to do personal errands and run around and stuff like that. So that'll be a day that I'll take them with me and just do fun stuff like that together.
Oh, cool. You have a nice balanced life. I just love that. And I had no idea you're over there like this bad A running this big company. So I just have to ask. So you've been married, you're married, kids, obviously. I'm curious how that went down. When you meet this guy in Wisconsin, you're like, yeah, like I already have $1 million business. And what you got? Like, I'm just curious.
Yeah. Okay. So what's funny or what's good, I think, is I met my husband before, I met him at 20. So I did not even incorporate yet. So he has been around for everything. And I think that was cool because we really built it together. Not that he is in this business, but he is so supportive. And without him, there's just no way this would work, right? I mean, I need that support system at home. So so he's been around this entire time, which has been amazing.
Oh, nice. Okay, great. Yeah. So you weren't like on a match.com, I own $1 million business.
I mean, there's been times where I bartended while I was running my studio in the beginning because I wasn't making money. You know, I was growing it. I was trying to make money. And then we got married and he said, okay, you need to stop bartending. He was a bartender too. We actually both quit around the same time. And then he supported me while my business was making money, but I kept sticking it back in there going, I see a bigger picture here. I see a bigger vision. Like, I promise you this is going to work out. So there was a time our first year we got married that I made $0. I worked in my business while he supported us. So that's kind of cool now to be able to, just to have that support.
That's a huge deal. And I just really commend your hubby.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He believed in you. You believed in the system. He believed in what's going on.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Are you a business owner that has a website but not tech savvy? Do you feel like a hostage to your web guy? The better question is, do you have a money funnel so people come to your page and give you money while you sleep? No? Then go watch free video at heathermakesyoumoney.com. Imagine having a money site, not a website, for your self-published book, e-commerce products, local practitioners like chiropractors or lawyers. Get a money site, not a website. Go watch free video at heathermakesyoumoney.com.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. N72217. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
So, okay, so you got an event going on, you got an amazing book, but the book is about, is your business worth saving? Tell us about what you mean by that.
Yeah. So the reason that book even came about was I was going to all of these conferences and I was starting to make really great friends, right? We were going to the same conferences over and over. And all of a sudden I'm realizing that some people in that room, after we're learning the same thing from the same mentors, right? We have the same type of business. Why were some so profitable and productive, and why were some falling apart, right? People were selling, people were getting rid of them. So that's kind of where that question came about, you know, is this worth it? And if you're questioning it, let me dive in deep with some of these areas, right? I really want you to be thinking about this before you all of a sudden just give up on it, because I truly believe, like when I ask that question, I'm hoping 99.9% of people are going, yes, my business is worth it. Just tell me what to do, right? I just need some guidance here.
That's interesting. First off, let's just put this straight, right?
Yeah.
In the seminar industry, and I mean that, somebody explain something and then I want to circle back. So okay. Whenever I'm in the industry, people always go, well, no, you were in the real estate industry. I'm like, no, there's two industries, okay? There's the information that they teach to go do, right? It could be real estate investing. It could be social media. There's that. And then there's the business of seminars. Like, it's literally a different business,
yeah.
Right? And people will be really good at seminars or going to seminars, and they wouldn't be good at the thing. And I realized in the business where I was in, I was told this early on because it really, I had a hard time. I would sell people $10,000 products, yeah. $3,000, $4,000. I mean, big numbers. And then I would see them months later and nothing would happen, you know? And I'm like, oh, my, I feel guilty, you know?
Right, you do.
Like, oh my God. Yeah. Now, with that said, if you go to a university today, SMU, whatever, and you spend $60,000, $70,000 sometimes a year, which is crazy. Anyway, you don't see SMU or Harvard going, oh, we are so sorry that you didn't get a job, you know, or whatever. They don't care. They're like, can you pay us our money? And then we have somebody else. And so That's what someone had to explain to me, is that people will take on the education and they may or may not use it. And it's not your job to get them to, but you can help them through the process, right?
Yes.
And I remember someone telling me this, the average real estate investor, given this, I was in really, really real estate, spends between $40,000 to $60,000 in education before they make their first deal. Whoa, right?
Yeah.
And that's when I realized it's my job as the communicator, the educator, the teacher, always, if I'm giving, I give and I share from full experience and full integrity. And it's up to them to choose, right? So did you have to have any, like, what I call hard conversations with someone like this business? It's not worth saving.
So for me, the reason I'm going to tell you that, first of all, my question is, are you passionate? Do you love it? Was there ever a time you loved it? You know, sometimes we get into business and we're thinking, this is going to be a great moneymaker, right? Those are the businesses that usually aren't worth saving, because if you're just in it for the money, you've got a lot of other things that you need to be focusing on. You're just not going to love it, right? Because business is hard. And when those hard times come, if the money is the only thing keeping you there, you're going to be struggling. So I really want to know, is that passion there? That's a big one.
Okay.
Then
so the passion's there, and then what do you do from there?
Okay, so if the passion's there, now we have to figure out, do people actually need this, right? Because you might have come up with something, but there's just not a need for it in the market. Or maybe there's a need for it, but you're just not, you know, communicating it the way that you should. Maybe you're not getting the visibility you need, right? You can be a best kept secret. That happens. So we've got to figure out, where are the problems? So there's a lot of evaluation in that beginning part, just really kind of taking a step back. And that's what I'm good at, is being that outside view to kind of say, okay, here's what I see. Because you, as the person in it, see something completely different because you have so much invested in it. And sometimes I have to go, okay, well, this free, whatever you're offering, it's not that good. You know, nobody really wants that. I can get that anywhere. I can Google that. Why would I give you my email, right? So I do have to give some tough love to say, here's what we're going to do. But if you're ready to dive in deep and to figure this out, the sky is the limit.
Yeah, that's true. That's some tough love. Like, nobody wants your baby kind of thing. You know, and I've had to have those conversations. Like, I don't think anyone wants your baby. So personal, because I get that it's your baby. And are people looking for that? are people wanting that? I just came across that recently. It was a situation where we didn't work together, but I'm listening to him and I know he was so passionate about it, but I'm like, I don't see what people are buying. You know what I mean? I don't see why would I buy that? Thinking about I'm the consumer, what would I be buying? What's the, you know, take? And he was explaining, I'm like, well, you kind of get that already with this app that's like free, right?
Right.
So, you know, you have to really think it through. And competitive analysis is a big one right now. I think it's bigger than it ever has been. It used to be when I got started. It's like you put something out there and people just kind of flood to it. And now you have to really look at who's your competition because it's constant, you know? So awesome. So you podcast 3 days a week. Congratulations. I'm only at two.
Hey, you know, I think once you're past one, it feels like the same amount of work. It really does.
I think so. I think my team would be like, what? Three? What? Chill out. You know, I'm at two and it's already like, whoa, you know, so it does take another level. I love podcasting. I absolutely love guesting. I love interviewing amazing people. So where can people find you? One, if they want to go to your event in April. One, two, if they want to buy your book. Three, if they're like, she's just really cool chick. I want to hang out with her. Go to Wisconsin. Where can they find you?
Yeah, if you're dying to come to Wisconsin, absolutely. I'm your girl. So you're going to go to my website, stacytushel.com. And if you're watching on Facebook Live, just look at the spelling because you'll never know how to actually spell this. Stacy with just a Y. And then Tushel is T-U-S-C-H-L. So that's going to have everything there, all of my details and events. The best place that you can hang out with me is going to be in my Facebook group. And that's a really easy domain name. It's leveluptribe.com. There's over 750 entrepreneurs in there that are really looking to take their business to that next level. So that's what that whole phrase means, leveluptribe.com, and that'll get you right inside of there.
Awesome. Oh, I love that. I'll have to be up to level up. I'll meet Ellen. So thank you so much, Stacy, for being here. And everyone, this is The Win with Heather Havenwood. You can find us on heatherhavenwood.com, of course, but also iTunes, iHeart, Google Play, and now Facebook Live. Ta-da! I just really want to say thank you for being here, and I'm just pretty impressed with who you are and what you're doing, what you're creating, and thank you for putting yourself out there. There needs to be more people like you globally. I think really globally. I think now's a time to really tap into that globalization. So I'm very impressed with you, my friend, and have an awesome day. And all right, guys, it's Heather Havenwood with The Win. Welcome to another edition of Heather Highlight. Here at The Win, I get to ask the experts about themselves, their stories, their views. And in this Heather Highlight, I am interviewed and probed about my story, successes, and failures. So enjoy.
Let me tell you, I am Tim Laskus, and you're listening to The Tim Laskus Show. And this episode, good God, I don't even know what to say. I'm going to have to put the E for explicit on it. It got wild. My guest is Heather Havenwood, and Heather is just, she is something else. You just wait till you listen to this. You won't believe it. The stuff that we talk about. But before we kind of get into that, let me tell you, she is a serial entrepreneur. She's a top authority on internet marketing and business strategies. In 2006, she started and developed a online marketing publishing company from the ground, from the bottom flow. And built it up to over 1 million in sales. She's coached and promoted hundreds of entrepreneurs. She's produced and managed over 350 seminars and events out there. And she's hosted all kinds of stuff. And she is author of Sexy Boss. And that's just where we got into trouble. I did. It was just getting nuts on the show. Just talking about sex. We were talking about guns. We were talking about cocaine in Miami in the 80s, how it was flying around. Like people, like here, you know, in the springtime here in the South, you know, we start to get the pollen and it's like blowing on your windshield and you got to keep your windows up and running your air conditioning because it'll blow in your car. That's what it was like in Miami in the 80s with the cocaine flying all around. People thought it was pollen. And we just had fun. She's a fellow Generation Xer. She's a go-getter. And she used to go down to Daytona Beach during spring break, during MTV and all that crazy stuff that used to go on down there. We talk about that. We talk about Mardi Gras. And I'm telling you, this has to be an explicit episode. So all you ladies and gentlemen out there, if you got youngins around, don't let them listen to it. Now, it ain't that bad, but it's, you'll know what I'm talking about when you hear it. Heather is something else. She is off the hook But again, she's author of Sexy Boss, How Female Entrepreneurs Are Beating the Crap Out of the Big Boys. Well, it doesn't quite say that, but something like that. Anyway, get yourself a drink and a comfy chair because you want to hear this one. This whole show is probably going down the hill. I screwed up your name from the very beginning.
No, it's okay. Just call me Chief Sexy Boss. We're good.
Chief Sexy Boss.
Yes, Chief. Not Chief now.
Oh. But you said Chief.
Let's say it again. Yeah, no, Chief Sexy Boss.
Yeah, we have Heather Havenwood here, the Chief Sexy Boss.
No. Very expensive Chief Sexy Boss. How about that?
Hey, you were telling me earlier that you like the workout and line dance, and that you were on that movie Urban Cowboy.
Oh, I wasn't on the movie.
Dancing.
Well, no, I wasn't on the movie. But I'm from Texas and born and raised. But you know, I work out for fun. I work out 5 days a week, and right now in the middle of a contest, I'm going to the Arnold next week. For the big Arnold show, the extravaganza. Yeah, it's going to be super excited. I've never been.
When you say Arnold, you mean Schwarzenegger, right?
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger. They have a thing called the Arnold Classic. It's in Ohio every year, and it's like 200,000 people.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur and business coach, I can help you double your income and triple your time off. My gift to you today is a free one-on-one strategy session with me personally. Go to coachwithheather.com. That's right, go to coachwithheather.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I'm going to be there next week. So I'm like dieting down. I'm doing two days on cardio and 5 days a week in the gym. And it's kind of fun. That's what I do for fun. I don't make any money at that. So,
well, how many cycles of steroids do you take?
I don't take steroids. Not into that at all.
I just had to ask. I thought the listeners out there might be curious that, you know, I mean, men and women are using it, I guess. I don't know.
No, I mean, I don't use it. There are people that do use it. Uh-huh. It's not that crazy anymore. I mean, there's a lot of like stigma around it, especially with athletes and whatnot. And if you look at any Olympic athlete at the level that they're at, they're using something to enhance. And it's not like a negative. There's a lot of negative talk to it, but actually it's not bad unless it's misused. It's like most things, you know, Advil's fine until you misuse it, you know, or something like that. So alcohol and a glass of wine is a big deal until you misuse it. So things like that can be leveraged for the body to help the body heal, but not when you start to abuse it, then that's where things get bad.
Well, it's all about moderation. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Got you. Well, you know, anytime I work out, when I get ready to go to the beach, mm-hmm. like I'm going to Daytona in a couple of weeks.
Oh, nice.
So I've been dieting down and trying to get ripped. And we were talking about Daytona earlier. Back in the day during MTVs and spring break in Daytona. And mm-hmm. you said you saw my picture online that I was one of those guys that tried to make out with you when back in the day.
No, I mean, I'm like you. I'm a Jeffrey Gen Xer, and I grew up in the 80s and, you know, Atari and MTV. I remember, I seriously remember the first day of MTV. I can tell you the first video.
Well, yeah, that was
the radio.
Bunny. What?
Right, there you go. That was it. That was the first video.
What was the name of the band?
Well, I don't know the name of the band, but that's the song. Video killed the radio star. Video killed. Okay, remember? Do you remember that? Wow. And then, like, the girl's like poltergeisting into the video, into the screen, and she's, yeah, you're,
that's
like,
right.
What? Yeah.
I thought it was that song, I Want My MTV.
No, it's Video Killed the Radio Star. Yeah, that's it.
God, you're good. Do you have a contract, singing contract?
No. Only in the shower. Only in the shower. Yeah. You know, it's interesting as Gen Xer, because there's so much. Here's my thing about, I'm like a jealous Gen Xer of the millennials. It's like, we didn't get that much attention. People didn't completely change their entire way of doing business for us. We didn't get that crap. Mm-hmm. Can I say that? Like, I'm hearing a lot of like, we have doing what we do as a company for the millennials. Like, I don't remember that. It was more like when we went to the workforce, it was like, this is how things are. Step up. You know, like, figure it out. Or this is how things are. There's no, like, we're going to cater to you.
And if you weren't like some gray-haired, bald old dude, yeah. you didn't get any respect.
No, we didn't. I mean, we didn't get. I mean, I don't know about you, but if your kids are millennial or not, I don't know. But I mean, I'm running into that a lot, and I think it's because the Gen Xers and the Gen Ys, we're the smallest generation. We're like the sandwich, and the baby boomers are the largest, and then the millennials are the second largest. Now they're actually larger than baby boomers because obviously the baby boomers are dying off, you know what not. So millennials are actually the largest generation on the planet in the United States. So it's an interesting dynamic, but I interviewed a millennial earlier this year, and we fought. We debated. We were like fighting. Wow. On my podcast, mainly because I was sitting there, you know, going, I don't get why you guys are so selfish. And he's like, well, let me explain to you, because we were, you know, not talked to when we were kids. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, so he had this particular view, and he was a New Yorker, and I had to give him a hard time. You know, and we had a great time. It was a lot of debate. But at the end of the day, what I got from it was the view of the millennial was that we are different. We are unique. We are different than you. You older people, and we need special treatment. And I was thinking to myself, wow.
It's like they reversed the script. It used to be the old people discriminating against the young, and now it's the young discriminating against the old.
It is. And I thought to myself, I'm in the wrong generation. I should be born then.
Yeah, and you just depressed me because you said we're dying out.
I'm not a baby boomer. You're not a baby. Baby boomers are dying out, you know. But, I mean, they're
Heather, this must be an upbeat show. We don't want to talk about dying.
I'm not dying. I'm just saying, like,
I know what you're saying.
I have a fun story about MTV. I was going to share it with you. Ready? You ready for the fun story about MTV?
I'm ready.
Okay, so I'm here in Austin, Texas, and a couple years ago, I work out with I no longer do, but I did for like 5 years, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 1 o'clock with a group. It was all guys. It was five guys, and they were older than me, about 10 years. So they're like late 40s, early 50s. And we worked out together as a group. And this was a small group, like five of us. And it was one of those things where I'd work out with them every 3 days a week, and I knew their first names. And it wasn't until like 2 years, and I knew they were really, really wealthy because they would show up with these really nice cars, and that's all I knew. But there was this one guy, super awesome guy named Mark. Oh my God, the funniest guy ever. And I knew he was really wealthy, but I didn't like ask what they did. You know, I wasn't like, what do you do? You know, they didn't really ask me either. We just like were friends in the world of working out. And finally, I figured it out because he was talking about this, that he's going to Mexico for this big party, and people there could be like Bon Jovi and like all these people from the 80s. You know, he's talking about these headbanger bands and White Snake and crazy stuff. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, we're doing an MTV reunion. And I'm like, what does that have to do with you? He's like, oh, I started MTV.
What?
Yeah, it was him and like two other business partners that literally started MTV, and they sold it off, and that's why he's like so loaded. And I thought, how did that happen? You know, and he told me the story. It was like him and two other guys, they were in New York, and it was kind of timing, and everything happened. And their first main contract, I think, was with Van Halen. They were super close with Van Halen. Super close. Like, they made Van Halen.
And that was the David Lee Roth
Van Halen. David Lee Roth. The original. The original.
Right.
And that was a Heather highlight for the entire interview. Check out the link in the show notes.
Thank you for listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Interested in coaching with Heather? Go to heatherhavenwood.com and sign up for a business discovery consultation. Here is your free gift for listening. Get 3 audio chapters of Heather's book, Sexy Boss, How Women Empowerment is Changing the Rulebook, when you text the word sexy to 72000. Again, text the word sexy, that is S-E-X-Y, to 72000. And receive your 3 audiobook chapters. Number is good only in North America. This is a Sexy Boss Wrap. This podcast is a copyright of Havenwood Worldwide, LLC.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.